Welcome to the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. I am Britt, the host and creator of Lucid Life Vibes. We are talking about telepathy, intuition, that innate instinct, the inner navigational system, and the psychic abilities, all part of being human. But before we dive deep into this communication that telepathy is, I have something truly luxurious for the ladies. I would never interrupt a podcast with an ad or a sponsor. So I wanted to share with you before we dive in deep to what telepathy is in this highest form of communication, I want to share with you some coupon codes from my sponsors. When you shop and save with my sponsors, they support this podcast. I think it's an amazing energy exchange. And so thank you for shopping with Love Indus, featured in Vogue. This incredibly luxurious skincare for women. Oh my goodness. The dewdrops. Absolutely incredible. You will be in love with your skin. And talk about self-care and self-love. Give yourself the gift of Love Indus. And you're going to get 21% off your order. And guess what? They offer free shipping on domestic orders. So you're going to get the free shipping. You're going to get 21% off. It was in Vogue magazine, trending in 2025. It is the very best. Loveindus.com and just use code GOODVIBES at checkout. LOVEINDUS.com. Good vibes, 21% off. Zyvo Life. Awaken with Zyvo Life. Absolutely incredible superfood. It's zyvo.life.com. Code good vibes to get 30% off. Awaken your body with nature's ancient wisdom. It's a single ingredient, whole plant food with the wisdom of Earth's earliest nutrition. It's powerful and it will transform your body from the inside out. 30% off. You're going to love this superfood. It's super easy. One drink. That's all you need each day. So tap in to the goodness of the superfood with a Zyvo Life 30% off. Zyvo.life.com. And that's good vibes at checkout. Now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal, opening the gateway, the entrance, the doorway that is the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. If you caught the last podcast, Wild Horses, I have had so many of you reaching out, loving the podcast. It was a little long, but we had a lot of ground to cover with those Wild Horses. And I really wanted to lay this foundation to have a conversation around telepathy. I believe it's the highest form of communication. And so in the last episode, Wild Horses, we really laid this foundation to have this conversation and go further and deeper into telepathy and what it is. I believe that we all perceive and receive in different ways. Now, I believe we are all life force creation energy. We are the highest technology, this living light technology. Our mitochondria DNA is pure energy. We are truly light, beings of light. And our hearts are powerful magnets. And so for me, it's all biology. And so is our intuition and all the psychic abilities. Intuition being that gut instinct, right? The inner navigational system, and psychic abilities being an extension of that. And so we are really focused on telepathy, which is this communication. And in the last podcast, we talked about how some people think that telepathy is a psychic invasion, like, oh, are people reading my thoughts? Well, you are like the sun. Your rays, your waves, they shine onto everyone. We can pick up. Our intuition has that empathy where we can sense, right, other people and feel that. But we all perceive and receive in different ways. Some of us are really tuned in, and some people are a little bit more tuned out. And so I think some of us, when it comes to this idea of sensing other people, it's easier for us to read, right, to pick up from other people, especially in person, right? The body language, the pheromones, we can literally sniff each other out. So when we're in person, we're using all this navigation from our senses and our intuition. It's just part of how we live life and interact. We're perceiving, right? We're reading, we're filtering. And so we're sensing everything going on through our awareness. And then, of course, our subconscious and ego are running as well, assisting, protecting, all of that. And so a lot of things, you know, it's like breathing, right? We're breathing. We don't have to tell ourselves to breathe. But when you're not feeling so well, right, sometimes you really have to pay attention to the breath, right? Take that deep breath. When you're calming the body, breathing in the nose, exhaling out the mouth, you calm the parasympathetic nervous system. When you breathe in your nose, exhale out your mouth 7 times or more, you're calming yourself. You're calming that parasympathetic nervous system. You're calming the fight or flight. But that's intentional, right? You're aware of that. The word inspire means to breathe, right? Breathing, inspiring. And no motivation is needed when you're inspired. You know, that inspiration, it's breathed. It overflows, right? So just like love is an overflow from the heart, that magnetic heart, the love, right? That outward expression, love is a doing. It's an action. It's this expression. It's one that overflows from the heart, the magnetic heart. And so when there's self-love, there's so much love that can overflow, right? And so we're all going to perceive and receive in different ways. And some of us are very visual, right? Some not as visual. So how do you receive? How do you perceive? How do you tap into that non-physical, life being physical and non-physical? So when you're in person and you're with somebody else, it's a little bit easier to get a beat on them, a read on them, right? To sense them. But we can still do that at a distance by proxy through the quantum energy. We're not separated. And so you can feel from a distance, right? Not being in physical, but it's different how you perceive and receive. And so some of us are really tuned in through the intuition being the inner navigational system, and we can pick up on that empathic part of our intuition feeling through the other people and what's going on. But you can go even further into the psychic abilities with the empathic mentally, emotionally, and physically, and really sense even more. And so can we read minds? Well, we can read energy. I mean, we're sending out these signals, these waves, right? And I mean, come on. We can sense when somebody's in a really sour mood, right? When they're salty, maybe when they're happy, whatever. Or like when you sense something's off with somebody. Yeah, like you can pick that up. Absolutely. Now, sometimes it's how they're responding, their words or whatever. But even through the silence, right, you can still pick up on what's going on. Now, again, some of us are more tuned in. Some of us are a little bit more tuned out. And so some of us need to tune out, right, and center in self and quiet that from other people, while others can tune more into it. You know, it's interesting. I have said to my husband so many times that some people just have selective hearing, it feels like. Like, they don't hear at all. It's selective hearing. It's almost like it's a gift. And he said, that's true. It is true. And my husband's one of those people that has to tune in more, and I have to tune out. And he has what I called selective hearing. And I feel like I don't have selective hearing. I hear it all. I feel it all, right? And so, again, some people that are a little bit more tuned in can be hyper-focused on everybody else. And there really is this center and self balance and self alignment, attunement to self, so that you know what is you and what is others. So that's a good place to start with telepathy even, right? Like, what are my thoughts? What are my feelings? And then what is outside of me? What do I feel like is being sent? Right? If you're receiving. So when we talked about telepathy in the last podcast, there was this idea of telepathy being a communication. And can we send words? Yes, but you can also send from the heart, a heartfelt. So it can be something in the mind, a thought, words, or it can be something felt in the heart. And so we can send telepathically so much. We can send emotion. We can send the thought, you know, mental, emotional, and physical. We can send images. It's incredible. And so a lot of times, I think when it comes to telepathy, a lot of people are wanting to feel like, you know, they're talking on the phone, right? That they're hearing exactly word for word what the other person is sending. And so in the receiving, how do you perceive and receive it? They might be sending, you know, the unicorn is purple. The unicorn is purple. But you're picking up in a different way with this purple unicorn. And maybe for some people, they see a purple unicorn. Maybe they see purple and then a unicorn. Maybe they just hear, right? Purple, unicorn. Maybe they get a sense. Maybe they're reminded of a movie with a unicorn. And then they're reminded of something that is purple. There's so many ways for this communication that is telepathy to come into your awareness. So awareness is the superpower. And so when you have something come into your awareness that you feel like is outside of you that's being sent, you might be receiving and picking up. Maybe you're thinking of a person, right? Maybe you're thinking of a thing, or you're being reminded. You could have a memory of something. You know, it's really interesting. A lot of people will doubt telepathy, but they don't doubt their sense of smell. So, for example, we can have this telepathy, this communication, mind to mind, right? Sending and receiving without being in person or speaking or texting or writing, right? Telepathy, mind to mind. But it's not just the mind. It's the whole body that can send, right? You can send it from the heart. And so when you're open to this extrasensory perception. I mean, that's what it is. It's ESP. Have you ever heard of that? It's going beyond those ordinary five senses. It's what some call the sixth sense. See, that's part of it. There's so many different ways to define things. And many people talk about the Monroe Institute, which is really interesting because I love what the Monroe Institute has to share. And it is about our intuition and all the psychic abilities. And they've taken a scientific approach. It's biology. It's part of the human experience. And they teach people how to tap in, tune in to that alignment, because that's what it is. It's alignment. It's attunement. And within the Monroe Institute, which I've never been there, I'm not a part of it. I don't need to go there. I mean, would I go? Yeah. I mean, if they wanted to treat me to an experience, to come experience, yes. But I don't need to go because I already know how to tune in and tap in. And I already use all my psychic abilities. And so, yes, I'm a storyteller. And that's part of hosting this podcast and telling psychic stories. Or telling stories. However, I'm also a guide. I'm a meditative guide. And I'm a coach, an intuitive and psychic coach. And so I assist other people in remembering who they are and remembering, because for me, it's remembering. We knew as children. So when we allow ourselves to remember that it's innate and step outside of this idea of it being spiritual and spirituality and stepping through any fears, knowing how protected we are. I love assisting people in remembering who they are and taking back their power. And also that attunement alignment to the gateway that we are. I know we are the highest technology. We are the living light technology. And so all of my meditations and when I guide people and coach people into who they are, it's not about me. It's about them and how they perceive, how they receive. And it's not telling people, and it's not even really defining it and having them read a book. It's more of guiding you into who you are, allowing you to feel through it and experience it for yourself. Because I believe that you are both the student and the teacher. You are your greatest teacher. And so I'm not into this guru thinking mentality or this labeling everything for everyone. You know, it's very clinical, scientific, right? And so the Monroe Institute, and what I understand, is it takes that scientific approach and does define many things. However, I know that they're very open-minded as well there. And it's interesting how many different people and players from the Monroe Institute and from the United States military complex, the Army, and the remote viewing, the psychic department, have come forward in many interviews and podcasts recently, which is amazing. I love that they are sharing their stories. And so for me, as I host these podcasts, sometimes I am guiding so that you can feel through and not me labeling and defining for you, because the way I feel through something might not be the way you feel through it. We don't perceive and receive the same way. I know I keep saying this, but it's true. And so I know there's so many different psychic abilities. And can I tune in and tap into all of them? Yes. Can we all? Yes. But I think it takes the muscle memory, right? The habit, the practice, the attunement and alignment and allowing that to flow, right? And creating the muscles, building the confidence. But that's anything in life when you're learning. But this is innate to us. it really is like breathing, but you have to stop and remind yourself, oh yeah, I know how to breathe. I know how to do this, when maybe you've just forgotten. Or maybe you were told, oh, this isn't true. You can't do that. You don't know that. And you do know that. And so there is this allowing yourself to open and remember. So I like to say open, soften, and allow. And so let's just, for the sake of having this conversation and laying a foundation, because that's what we're doing here right now, as we're going from episode to episode, talking about intuition, psychic abilities, I think it's vital to this conversation to lay foundations so that we understand we're on the same page. Again, we all perceive and receive in different ways. We use different words, different vocabularies. We have a different understanding of things. And that's perfect. That's the way it should be. So I know that when it comes to science, right, academia, there's this defining. And I want to do this laying of a foundation in a more open and gentle way so that you can define for yourself, but we can really dive deep into something that feels unknown for most people and not common. So when we talk about extrasensory perception, it's this going beyond the senses, the five senses that we've been taught, we've been told, right? But that's been dumbing us down. And there's way more to our human experience. Our mitochondria DNA is pure energy. We are energy. We are light. We are that highest technology, the living light technology. However, we have to power on. We have to become aware of this. And so there's humans, right, having this unaware human experience, and then some of us having an aware. We're very aware. And so I believe awareness is our superpower. And I said in the last podcast, you know, for me, I use my awareness to drive, to navigate with acknowledgement, acknowledging something that's coming forward. And so when I talk about extrasensory perception, I'm perceiving physical and non-physical. So let's define loosely, laying a foundation. A lot of people talk spiritual and spirituality. And if we're going to talk spiritual and spirituality, I feel like that brings in divine, divinity, which is deity. Now we're talking God, gods, goddess, people, player, storylines, belief systems, sometimes there's theology, right? There are stories behind that that create these belief systems. And there are gods, a god for some, gods and goddesses for others, deities. Again, the people, the players that are non-physical. Then there's also heaven, loved ones in heaven, right? What happens when we're no longer having a physical experience as beings of light, as our spirit being? What's happening there? Are we having a physical experience? Are we having an experience, right? That afterlife kind of concept. And those that become our angels, guardian angels, we're connected with a soul family. This idea of that non-physical, right? All that light and love for us, that could be also in that spirituality category. And so for me, it is not. I understand for me, my truth. And again, I've been talking about what happens when your truth challenges your beliefs. That's powerful, really powerful. So I went there for myself through my belief systems, you know, all of those beliefs that were keeping me from my truth. And I allowed myself to come into alignment, attunement with my personal truth. And some of it's still discovery, which is a lot of fun. And so I went there for myself, and that's all a personal journey, a personal experience for all of us. And I would like to think in these podcasts and when I live stream that I'm creating and hosting that sacred space for everyone to not only tune into their intuition and psychic abilities for themselves and feel through it for you, but to also have that place and space to tune in and tap into your truth. What is your truth? And so I don't define it, right? We all perceive and receive in different ways. Now, I feel like it's all biology. It's all quantum energy, quantum physics. Everything's electromagnetic. So there's the electromagnetic aura of me, which is a timeless spaceship. That is my light body, my being of light. And I become one with my spirit self when I ignite the gateway that I am. And now the CIA has brought forward that the gateway process is very real. They talk about this in the Monroe Institute. And it's a matter of brain balance, balancing the hemispheres of the brain, breathing into your heart. Your heart begins to pump blood in a different way, different rate, different pace. It's light, water, and magnetism. I know it sounds simple, but it really is. And so for me, the spiritual and the spirituality, that non-physical, is really just a part of life. And it's part of my physical reality because it's there for me. That non-physical, I sense it. I have the extrasensory perception. And what's interesting is a lot of people talk about the clairs, right? I think there's 6 different clairs on how you receive or perceive. You know, are you seeing it? Are you hearing it? Are you knowing it? How do you perceive and receive it? And for me, I say all the clairs, like all the ways. It's there for me in every way. I actually experience it. It feels like holographic vision for me. Now, I also remote view. But if you asked me about remote viewing, I would say that it was about the gateway process and me opening to the gateway that I am, becoming my electromagnetic aura. And for me, remote viewing, I can do a number of different ways, but I can do it through astral projection, or I can just do it through all of my psychic abilities, which would just be ESP, extrasensory perception, because I'm using everything. And I believe that I'm an open channel. So I open and I harness the knowledge, the information, just like you would free energy from the ether. It's just there. And it's nothing spiritual. The information's there. It's part of the quantum energy and quantum physics. And I can tune in and tap into that. But when I tune in and tap in with other people's higher self, their spirit being, then I can deliver powerful messages, and I do know about that person. However, I am tuning in and tapping in to read energy, to be an open channel from someone's higher self, their spirit self. So it's a higher realm, a higher vibration. I guess one would say heaven. And I do believe that when we channel information, there can be this negative, lower vibration field. Then there's this middle ground, and then there's this higher. And I'm not alone in how I feel this and read this. You know, for many people, they're going to put a label on things that it's spiritual, right? It's spirit speaking, it's spirit. And many people do channel where they leave, their consciousness leaves, and they are just the open channel to channel from another being, from non-physical. And I don't do that. I more move into the passenger seat. My subconscious and ego just kind of moves over, and it's my higher self channeling, but it's still me because I am my higher self, my spirit self. So for me, you know, we're kind of laying this foundation so we can really talk further about telepathy. And really, for me, also sharing how I receive and perceive. And I want to share a few other podcasts with you and share someone that is very similar to me. And you're going to love hearing from her and her stories. And she has decades of experience. And I'm excited to share her with you. And maybe you already know who she is. But I am fascinated that there's a podcast that 5 to 10 minutes into the podcast, she is perfectly describing how I tune in and tap in and how I'm able to receive and perceive and use all the psychic abilities. And I love it. It's perfection. And, you know, I feel very rare because I am rare. but for me, it's also very normal. And the reason why I love hosting this podcast when we talk about psychic abilities is because I want to bring it mainstream. I want to be part of that co-creation, but really being the change I want to see in the world. I think we should be able to talk about this. And I don't think that it should be a cult culture, right? Where there's gurus that know the secrets. That's no, no. Or even like the CIA knowing this information and withholding it, right? Hiding and suppressing it. I would love this to be common knowledge so everybody can talk about how amazing they are and talk about intuition and talk about, I mean, can you imagine when parents are talking to their kids about trusting your gut instinct and your intuition and tuning in and tapping in to your awareness? And I mean, it's incredible, right? When a kid can calm themselves with their breath, right? I mean, it's just amazing to be self-aware, to be tuned into self and trust yourself. And so I think that if talking about psychic abilities was more mainstream and common, I mean, as a family, when my son was younger, when we would wake up in the morning and have our mornings, we would ask each other about our dreams. Oh, do you have a dream? What did you dream about? Do you remember your dream? And if somebody was like, oh, I haven't dreamed in a while, or oh, I don't dream, or I didn't dream, it's like, oh, it's okay. You will again. You know, it's easy to dream and just talk about dreams and how easy. And it was so much fun to talk about it. And it's very common in our household to talk about gut instinct, intuition. Oh, I did know that. Oh, that guidance was there. I knew to do this and not that. You know, I joke all the time that before I walk into a restroom, I always know if there's no toilet paper. Like, I'm not even asking my higher self. I'm not even asking, is there toilet paper? It's just an instinct for me to know, oh, there's no toilet paper in that stall, which is amazing, right? And so if we could talk about this more often and make it common, we could trust ourselves, but we could also know how we receive, how we perceive things. And I do think that some definitions, right, some ways of describing aren't good. You know, like the clairs, I have them all, right? Whereas I've heard some people be like, oh, I have this one. Which, starting with one and being aware that you have one, that's great. But, you know, we really do all have access to all of it. And like I've been saying, some of us are more tuned in, meaning that extra sensory perception, that ESP is just on for us. We can just go. and other people not as much and maybe need to tune in or practice, or maybe you don't want to, which is fine, right? But it's still there. You still have access to it and you can tune in and tap in. You can align with that and become more practiced, right? Build the muscles and the memory and the habits and get really good at it if that's what you want. And so it's interesting. I have shared about Joe McMonagle. He is remote viewer 001 for the United States Army. And he has a very long podcast with Sean Ryan that I highly recommend. It's so good. He also has connections with the Moreau Institute. And he talks about how when he was first remote viewing, it would take him hours to get into this alignment attunement to be able to do it. Well, they had certain methodologies that you do it this way kind of thing. And so now he says he can do it within minutes, you know, and that's something that I've never been challenged by. I can tune in and tap in just with my breath in one moment and begin to read or channel or whatever it is. And some people, it just takes a little bit longer, and that's okay. One thing about the Moreau Institute is I know they use sound and binaural beats, and some people do absolutely use sound and frequency and hertz to assist. I mean, I love tuning forks, right? Oh my goodness. I could go on and on about tuning forks and music, right? Singing bowls, absolutely. Hertz frequency. And so, and I'll say this, not all tuning forks are created equal. You gotta get the good ones. You gotta get the good ones. And you can go through amazing healing with tuning forks and sound healing. Our bodies are amazing and we are music. So even with tuning forks, there's this sending and receiving. And so people that work with sound healing, right? Biofield tuning. It's a sending and receiving, just like when I'm reading somebody else and they're attuning through the music and the sound. I mean, aromatherapy, sound therapy, color therapy, it's all so easy, so simple, and they're all so powerful because they engage with your senses. I mean, our breath, number one, breathing in the nose, out the mouth, you're calming the parasympathetic nervous system, calming yourself just with your breath. And so when you add this sound, this biofield tuning forks, right? This attunement. I mean, you can go lay on the grass outside, the Schumann resonance, 7.83 hertz, right? The oxygen with the grass and the trees, the energy exchange, just that grounding through the frequency of the earth, the oxygen of the grass. And then there's that aroma, right? Even just going outside and breathing the fresh air. But some essential oils, put it on your wrist, your ears, your reflexology points, the diffusers, some color therapy. I mean, take your glasses off, go outside, right? Breathe. Of course, the sun, it's a light, water, magnetism. The sun is incredibly healing, the life force energy. The sun heals all, especially that morning sun getting out. And so, you know, I could go on and on with all these ways that you can allow yourself to heal and become more sensitive and clear your mind so that you can be a clear, open channel and be able to sense and be open. But you also have to know what's you and what's coming from outside of you, right? And that's one thing that I'm very well attuned to. And I think that's what separates some of us, where you might label me as the psychic, right? Or whatever it is. ESP, I would get that kind of label because I am so good at it and so tuned in, and I know what is me and what is not. And that's why the accuracy is there. And I'm really confident because it's second nature. I mean, it's just innate. It's part of me hosting this podcast. And so it's interesting. Back to Joe McMonagle, that podcast with Sean Ryan is absolutely incredible. Again, it's long, but it's worth it. And it's everywhere if you want to take a listen. Really fun. And, you know, Joe McMonagle, he talked a lot about the judgment and how a lot of people treat psychic abilities as spiritual and or demonic or evil. So this idea of telepathy, a lot of people have a problem with feeling like they have to protect themselves. Like, where's this outside thought coming from? Where's this, you know, is it negative? Is it, you know, is it the devil? Is it Satan? Where's it coming from? And Joe McMonagle in that podcast, you know, he kind of spoke to that. And for him, he didn't experience any of that. It's not that spiritual. It has nothing to do with angels and demons. It's just being able to go in and view something from a distance. Remote viewing, right? Or knowing something that maybe you shouldn't know, or telepathy, receiving something, right? Thought to thought. And Angela Ford is the new person I want to introduce you to. She's not new, but she is remote viewer 079 with the United States Army. So she would be the 79th remote viewer after Joe McMonagle. And she also has connections with the Monroe Institute. I believe she is a teacher, an instructor, or professor of some kind. And she also was on the Sean Ryan podcast. And, you know, I've also been loving the Danny Jones podcast. Listen, I don't know how I feel about Sean Ryan or Danny Jones, the host, but they've had on some pretty amazing guests. They are long and thoughty podcasts, but you guys that listen to this podcast, I like to host long and thoughty podcasts. You know, sometimes it might take me a few listening sessions to get through it, but it's always worth it. So I appreciate those hosts of the podcast for sure. And their guests are just incredible. And so I've had a lot of fun listening to many Sean Ryan and Danny Jones podcasts. So if you're looking for some new podcasts, those have been really good. There's a Jack Cruise. It's Jack and then it's K-R-U-S-E. Podcast with Danny Jones as well. And he talks about light, water, and magnetism. He's a doctor, a medical doctor. And that's a fun podcast. But Angela Ford, remote viewer 079, in the first 5 to 10 minutes of the Sean Ryan podcast, she completely describes what I can do. She simplifies it. It's absolutely amazing. I agree with her 100%. And she also talks about this mythology that a lot of people will define and label. It's this way, not that way. And she also quickly says, you cannot tell a psychic how to do what they do. And that is what I want to share with you is nobody can tell me how to tap into the information that I can tap into. I just do it the way that I do it. And there's no way for me to instruct or teach someone how to do it the way I do it. Now, I can guide and coach people into how they do it. Because I do have this unique ability, and it is my personal mission to assist people at remembering who they are and tuning in and tapping into that. But it's about them, not about me. And so I don't channel through my personal experience. And another thing that Angela Ford was talking about in this podcast, and you might want to go listen after this to the Angela Ford on Sean Ryan podcast. She goes in to really sharing her story and how she perceives and taps in and tunes in. And we don't use exactly the same words, but we're describing the same thing. So I love it. And we're different generations. So you're getting different perspectives. And I appreciate her perspective. You know, when she first, started tuning in and tapping into remote viewing with the United States Army, she had to do it their way. and not her way. And she does automatic writing. And I can do automatic writing. I can do, you know, scribing and automatic writing. I can absolutely do it, but it's not my go-to. I am more apt to tuning into the ether, specific information. And then I can also, with specific people, tune into your higher self and ask a lot of questions. So I ask a lot of questions and receive a lot of answers. And again, like I shared in the last podcast, I really receive a lot of telepathy. So I will see and experience and feel and all that, right? And you tap in with the mental, emotional, and physical empathicness, right? But there's also the mediumship at play. There's all the clairs are at play. Like everything is happening for me when I'm doing these readings for specific people. And it's interesting because Angela Ford in one of the podcasts talked about birthdays, where she asked for somebody's birthday. They wanted a reading and she said, sure, let's do it right now. You know, give me your birthday. And she just started reading and she knew everything about him. It was credible. And that's me. I can do that same thing where if I have your birthday, I can just open through the gateway that is your birthday into all sorts of information. But where I'm tapping in and tuning into is this higher through your higher self, the spirit you. You know, I think that, you know, we're all life force, creation, energy. We have this inner being, this soul within us, right? The heart, the heartbeat, the soul. But then we have this higher self, our light body, our spirit self. And I believe that when we no longer are having this physical experience, a physical, right, experience, wherever that is in the universe, that we return back to our spirit self. And I believe our spirit self, our being of light, is infinite, right? Past, present, and future lives. And so I believe we've lived many, many lives. And I believe that we want to have a physical experience where we've co-created, right? So we've probably all co-created Earth together and we're having an Earth experience. And some of us right now are here to be the change. Some of us are bringing in this enlightenment, right? There's also healing and transmutation going on, you know, letting go of the old, stepping into the new. And so many of us are way showers as well. So it's not just about being able to use everything that we have as a human being, right? Use all of our abilities, open as the gateway that we are, but also way showers for others. But it's not in the way of, again, the gurus, the cult cultures of it, like we hold the secret. No, because everybody, right, has the DNA. It's in you. Your mitochondria DNA is pure energy and the way you receive and perceive. So I always like to bring forward the perspective of, what do you feel, right? Like, how do you, because I know that you're receiving and perceiving, and I know that you know things. And it doesn't have to be defined. You can just allow yourself to be in session, right? I mean, that's what Angela Ford says. She goes, when you can't tell a psychic the methodology, you can't tell a psychic how to do it. They just go into session and they just do it. And that's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. And so when I'm in session, right, when I'm being an open channel, I'm on go time, I'm reading, I'm channeling, whatever it is. I might be remote viewing something. I might be doing a reading for an individual, like whatever it is, I'm flipped on. And my subconscious and ego kind of moves to the passenger seat to where it's not being filtered through my personal experience, right? And then I just, it's everywhere. All the information is coming at me. That's when I'm becoming aware, acknowledging, right? That's how I'm driving that session, that channeling in that moment. However, in my everyday life, right? I still, for me, I've experienced alchemy, which is this like oneness with higher self. It's not anything new age. It's not a cult. It's nothing like that. For me, it's just knowing who I am, the awareness of me, tuned in, tapped in, aligned with my highest spirit self, right? And so there's balance for me. There's confidence. There's self-knowing. Then I'm tuned in and tapped into my inner navigational system, my intuition, and all the psychic abilities, but I'm living life, right? Like, I'm engaged. I'm not in the passenger seat. I'm living life. And so I think what happens when we become attuned to our highest self, attuned with who we are, you know, we're kind of in this great awakening. There's more to us. There's more to life. And when we come into attunement and go, oh, that's who I am. Oh, that's what's happening here. We become more confident, right? What happens is we can have these wobble moments of like subconscious and ego going, oh, I'm not that, or oh, right, or remembering the past or whatever. And then you go, oh, wait, subconscious and ego, remember? We're superhuman, right? We remember. There's more going on here. That was then, this is now. We know now. We can trust ourselves. Let's breathe about it. Let's relax about it, right? And so what's really cool is when you tune in and tap into yourself, I mean, meditation, the theta brainwave state of mind, allowing the overactive thoughts, allowing the chatter to calm, to go. Why? So number one, you can calm and reset and recharge. Number two, so you can receive, being an open channel. In the stillness, there is knowing, breathing. And so when you ask your questions, pray, right? Ask for guidance. Then you go into receiving, being open to receiving. But if the thoughts are running, right? How are you supposed to receive? It's kind of like if you're on the phone, but yet it's glitching and the other line is ringing and all this stuff is happening, the doorbell and people, right? And you're like, I can't even hear. I can't even have this phone call because of all this stuff. Yeah, you're not going to receive. You're not going to be able to hear it. There's too much going on. There needs to be this quietness. And so you've really got to tune into being this open channel, open, soften, and allow the stillness, the quietness. And then number two, know how protected you are. That's one thing I love about Angela Ford. And what she brings forward in this Sean Ryan podcast is he asked her about the spiritual. He even asked about chakras. And you could tell she didn't really want to have a chakra conversation. But she went there and talked about how it was physical. You have these physical openings in your body. And that is true. Absolutely. Open, soften, and allow. It's mental, emotional, and physical. All my meditations are guided in this way to open mentally, emotionally, and physically. And I don't use chakra talk either because there's real parts of your body you can identify, right? Your hands, your feet, your back, your head, the top of your head, right? Your eyes, behind your eyes, your pineal gland, the center of your brain. All of these, right? Your spinal cord. So, oh my goodness, your nervous system, the cells, your mitochondria DNA. Let's call it what it is. Let's get more specific. And so a lot of people have fear that if they open, right? If they're open to receiving, what is going to come in? Well, guess what? You get to set your intention. I want to receive this from here, the higher, right? If something negative or heavy or unwanted comes forward for me, I don't feel it's ever spiritual. I don't feel like it's ever demonic or evil or any of that. Like, that doesn't exist for me. Is there demonic, evil, whatever in the world? Yes. But I think hell is right here on earth. And heaven is on earth, but it's just a different realm. It's a different dimension. You know, our loved ones in spirit, they're not resting in peace because they're not resting. They don't need to. They're not having they're not having a physical experience. It's non-physical. They're right here with us, ever present, always with us, never alone. So there's the separation is the grand illusion. And so for me, I know heaven is always here. Protection is always here. I am the life force, living light technology. I'm creation energy. I'm always protected. I'm always supported. So there's nothing to fear. And I know there's filtration and protection for me. And I know when I'm open channel or receiving, if something is negative or something that I don't want to interact with, it comes across as dark, shadowy, gray, heavy. Like I know. And I can't see what it is. I don't know what it is, but I just know it's something I don't want to deal with. It's heavy. Sometimes it stinks, right? It'll be rancid, whatever. And then I'll start to kind of smelling it and sensing it. It's like, ooh. And then I'll kind of have a choice in that moment, right? It moves. It happens fast. But it's like, do you even want to feel through this? Do you want to know? That I go, no. Or I might go, let me see a little bit more. But I'm not open to that. And I don't tune into that. And so my perspective and my thoughts is one of life force energy, creation energy is the highest vibration, the higher dimensions, the heaven realm, the angels, right? The help, the support. But I also know that it's just a matter of matter. And I'm not into this spiritual warfare. And I go beyond that. So is that happening? Yes. Yes. Is there negativity? Yes. And this is what I love about Angela Ford when she talks about it. She's like, yeah, there's negativity. Yeah, there, like planet Earth has this. Absolutely. And it comes up sometimes, but you don't have to entertain it. You don't have to dance with it. You can be like, bye, opt out, see ya. Life is a choice. It's choice driven. And so knowing, right, you got to open, but then knowing that you're protected. And if something is unwanted for you, you're going to know that's heavy. It's unwanted. You don't have to go there. You'll be like, nope. Now, I also know that I'm protected. So any kind of telepathy or anything that comes in for me has gone through my filtration and my shields of protection. And, you know, whatever's going to reach me is going to be information, right? So I know that a lot of people have a lot of fear around telepathy and what's coming in and where it's coming from. And so for me, I know where it's coming from. I know what's coming in. I can identify that. And that's part of my confidence as well. And so I always recommend that you know what your voice sounds like in your head. Like when you talk to yourself in your head, what does that sound like? Your voice inside. And your voice resonates with you. So I know a lot of people don't like their voice, but if you could come into harmony and resonance with your voice, it's so powerful. You could start speaking health and healing to your body, right? To your emotions. You are so powerful and your voice resonates with you. I mean, it's interesting because when it comes to tuning forks, you know, you can do what's called toning and you can tone your voice to be like a tuning fork and you can tone to heal yourself with your own voice. It's absolutely incredible. We are incredible. We truly are. And so when you come into that resonance with your voice, it's powerful. And speaking, right? I am that I am. I am a powerful creator. I am that I am. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am wise. I am that I am. Speaking, right? Embodiment into yourself. It's powerful. And so asking questions, right? Speaking, manifesting, using your expression, expressing yourself, your thoughts, your words create everything. Your intentions, powerful. You're a powerful creator. And so you're either going to be manifesting the things that you want or the things that you don't want. And the same goes for allowing in the intuition and psychic abilities. Yeah. Life is choice driven. And so you get to drive that inner navigational system. You're the captain of the ship. You are making choices that are guiding everything. Life is choice driven. It's sliding all the doors. It's directing your pathway, every choice. And so you can choose to be open. You can choose to be protected. You can choose, right, to tune in, quiet the mind. And so making the choice, having the intention, but then the action, and then that creates the habits. It becomes a lifestyle. Absolutely, 100%. And so are there times that I read, that I turn it on? Yes, but I'm still always using my inner navigational system all the time. All the time. I mean, I was walking down the hall the other day receiving. I had asked a lot of questions. And I was walking down my hallway of my home, and I don't even remember walking into my bathroom. And it was like when I came to, like almost had this out-of-body experience, which I probably did. And it was daydreaming, really. Middle of the day, eyes open, walking. And I find myself in my bathroom looking at myself in the mirror. And I had received so much guidance and information and like answers to all these questions. It was amazing. But I didn't even remember walking into the bathroom. And there I was looking at myself, having a conversation with myself. It was amazing. So yeah, when you're open to receiving, right? And then knowing how protected you are. So from your voice, then it's your higher self, right? Some people say it's God. They hear God, Jesus, divine. Again, maybe it's the deity for you, whatever that, right? So the spirit. So there's that higher self voice, guidance. Then maybe you tune into some of the loved ones and spirit, maybe soul family, right? Maybe other guidance, right? Guardian angels, different people that you've identified, non-physical. Absolutely. And so you can tune into that. So it's not this schizophrenia, multi-personality, right? Where you become all these different persons. It's not that. It's not. It's not even the same. And I brought that up in the last podcast, right? It's this tuning into what's happening inside. What are you hearing, right? So that there's no fear, and then you can identify what's coming in. And so a lot of times, if you just don't take it personally, right, or don't give it so much meaning, just allow whatever comes in. Maybe it's song lyrics, maybe it's one word, maybe it's a thought, whatever. And you're like, wait a second, that came from outside of me. Like it wasn't from you. It wasn't your original thought. It feels like, oh, that came from outside. That could be a telepathic communication of some kind for you. And so write it down. Make a note of it, right? Sing about it. Think about it. Have a little daydream about it. Go further. If you feel like you want to have an interaction, have an interaction. And then see what happens, right? It's all interactive. And see, when you don't have the fear and it's not the spiritual thing, right? And there's demons or, you know, whatever. You know, for me, the dreams, it was Freddy Krueger. I mean, let's be honest. I'm a dreamer. I dream a lot, right? And here I have all these psychic abilities, remote viewing, astral projection, and I got Freddy Krueger on the brain. Like, seriously, y'all, Nightmare on Elm Street, that first one, that was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. I'm probably aging myself with telling you that. But the original one, Tina, oh my goodness, and dreaming and the school bus in the end, it was horrible. And I can't watch anything scary because I'm too sensitive. I'm way too sensitive. I can't have any kind of scary horror, anything. No, no blood for me. No, thank you. I can't do that because I'm too sensitive. There's that sensory. And you know, it's also interesting because me being so extra sensory perception, you know, ESP, I love ASMR. I make ASMR energy healing videos full length on YouTube. I love ASMR. I love sensory and sound and all of that. And it's because I'm so sensitive receiving. And so I have to tune out and recharge and get sleep and let my brain shut down so that I can be open. Absolutely. That's part of it. I think some of us, you know, like I don't really like loud noises. I don't. I mean, do I love Sleep Token? Do I love some heavy metal Metallica? Yeah, I do. I don't mind some loud music, but there is something about some loud noises and things like that that can be a little bit agitating for me. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am sensitive, but it's because I'm so psychic. And so there is this awakening and opening, right? And so there's this quieting, this detoxing, allowing yourself to attune, and you have to give yourself time. It's a lifestyle. It really is. And I think once you can really start discerning, right, and use your acknowledgement, because that's so important, like you become aware, oh, I think I'm receiving something. Okay, now let's acknowledge it. Let's take hold of it, right? And then let's see where that goes. And I think that one thing that could help calm some people that have fear and feel like they need to protect themselves is to know that you do have protection and filtration around you. And to allow that protection to come forward for you and to know that if something's coming in, it's coming in out of love for you, right? It's a love note. It's a love tap. What if your BFF, right? What if somebody that loves you is sending you a sweet message, right? And so maybe it's all love and there's nothing to fear. And so I do think a lot of people have to, again, allow their truth to guide them so they can shed the beliefs that no longer serve them so that they can open to something new. And maybe that's you. Maybe I'm talking to you, right? Again, there's a lot of judgment around telepathy. There's a lot of judgment around psychic abilities. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't want to say they're psychic. They want to say, I'm intuitive. I'm an intuitive reader. I'm intuitive, because there's not judgment around that. And it's like, well, wait, let's call it what it is. Intuition is for the personal, right? Your personal navigation. But then the psychic abilities opens you to this extra sensory, right? Being this open channel, remote viewing, astral projection. And I'm excited to be talking about all of this. I am going to be in the next episode talking about the bracelet. There's actually an episode, I think it's in season 2, The Psychic Story, The Bracelet. And it is wow. Talk about extra sensory perception and telepathy. Oh my goodness, what a story. There was a woman that I had the pleasure of interacting with that was in Alzheimer's state of mind. Absolutely. And I actually never met with her in person, but I knew every single detail.